It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at KEXP.org. A very, very special Saturday here at the KEXP home, because not only do we have this fantastic band in our live room, also it is we are in the midst of the Bumbershoot Music Festival, so there's lots of craziness going on around the KEXP studios today, and there's definitely going to be some craziness happening inside the KEXP studios today, because ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Explosions in the Sky.
Thank you.
It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. Beautiful stuff from Explosions in the Sky live here in the KEXP new home. Thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
No trouble. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. The new album is called Wilderness. All of these compositions can be found on the new record. And a beautiful record it is. And we've all been loving it here at KEXP. So
thank you very much.
Thank you. The first album by Explosions in the Sky came out in 2000. It's been 16 years since the very first record. What can you say has changed the most about the band in those 16 years?
I don't know how much has changed of us. It seems like the music industry has probably changed the most in the time that we've been a band.
So not so much the band, but everything around
the
band.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I mean, like anybody, we're getting older. Hopefully we're getting smarter, a little bit more mature, a little bit more precise with our decision making. But for the most part, I feel like...
I'd say the amount of stuff that we bring on tour.
Look at all this gear.
All this stuff.
Beautiful gear.
It's a lot. It's a lot more than we brought in 2000.
Right. I know that myself and many listeners are going to wonder what the hell this thing is. Mm-hmm. So can you please tell the listeners at home who will eventually see this on YouTube what this instrument is? It's beautiful.
Michael?
It's called a hammer dulcimer. You play it.
Yeah, exactly. A hammer dulcimer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a lovely stringed instrument that we kind of ran into in the studio with the engineer who's been recording all of our records, who kind of played the role of producer on this last record, John Congleton, mm-hmm. who we've been with for a very long time. And in his studio, he had one of these, and he made suggestion of maybe trying one of the melodies off of it. And we liked it so much that we tried to go find one ourselves, and now we have it on tour. But mm-hmm. I think it's from Turkey. Is it a Turkish instrument?
I think it's a Celtic instrument. Oh. But I'm sure I think it's one of the oldest instruments, one of the oldest like stringed instruments, the hammered right. stringed instruments. It's basically a tuned percussion instrument.
Okay. Very cool.
And it's extremely hard to tour with and not break. It's extremely time consuming to tune, but it sounds amazing.
So yeah, we have to be very mindful about it, because that wood stand that it's on, one of these days it's going to get kicked over.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be without a hammer dulcimer. You
know? Oh, my. Yeah, I would be extremely careful with that. Does it have its own case?
It does. We had to get one made.
Especially, I figured.
You mentioned John Congleton, a fantastic producer. He's worked with Angel Olsen and has done, well, he's done a slew of great records. What number album is this that you've worked on with him?
Four, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, four albums, because we did. It started with The Earth Is Not a Cold Dead Place is when we kind of linked up for the first time. And ever since, we've just been going back to him. And it's been a pretty beautiful chemistry amongst us and him, you know?
Yeah.
We share similar sensibilities about music, humor, and so recording with him is pretty easy for the most part. He can be a little bit tough, but as any good producer should be, you know?
In a good way.
Yeah. He helps kind of direct these things in ways. Like, he helps direct sounds in ways that maybe we weren't considering. And it's played in our favor every time.
Your music is so ethereal and expansive. There's so many words that could describe your music, and I'm assuming it's why it gets used in so many different places. And you guys also wrote the soundtrack for the film Friday Night Lights, mm-hmm. which was really cool. Also, your music has been used in TV shows like CSI, and I know that Dave Grohl used it in his Sonic Highways HBO series. But then also, your music has ended up in video games, and oddly enough, in a baseball video game, 2K12.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
How did that come to happen?
They just asked us, and we said sure. You know, I think with the Friday Night Lights connotation,
I see
the sort of tenor of sports music became a little more guitar-oriented, you know, which I think we're kind of proud of.
Yeah, of course. Because one might think not sports music when they hear you, of course. But that's what I'm saying with this music and being instrumental and beautiful. I can see it landing in almost any type of situation, in my opinion. So
right. I think we're lucky in that regard that many people can see it to different visuals,
exactly.
which allows for it to play into these films or television programs or video games, and again, help get our name out that much further, or that melody out. I feel like oftentimes maybe people who don't know us by name know us by sound.
Right.
And that's equally as pleasing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you guys here. It's the Bumbershoot Music Festival happening too, and you guys are playing tonight at the Fisher Green stage at 9:50 p.m. So that is going to be wonderful, especially nighttime explosions in the sky. It's perfect. So
it should be nice. We have a new light show that we're taking around on this tour, so it really feels like we've leveled up. So
wonderful.
You get a chance, come out that way.
Well, we'd love to hear a couple more songs from you guys, if you would be so kind.
We're on it.
It's Explosions in the Sky, live here at 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Thank you.
Absolutely fabulous. Explosions in the sky here live in the KEXP live room. And all of these songs can be found on the brand new album, Wilderness. Once again, thank you guys so much for taking time out to do this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And don't forget to see them tonight at 9:50 p.m. They're going to be on the Fisher Green stage here at the Bumbershoot Music Festival. And for all of our Canadian listeners who are in Vancouver, go see them in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom on September 4th and 5th. Explosions in the sky right here on KEXP Seattle.